This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We are joined by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So, a lot going on. Talk about, we're kind of into this summer break period for lawmakers, and it's been coming out of a very busy time in the nation's capital.
Yes, it has been, and the president has just signed the law that I worked for years and years, that for senior citizens in Douglas County will be a big dose of relief with respect to help on their prescription medicines. You know, seniors in Douglas County and hundreds of thousands across the state are just getting mugged when they go to the pharmacy counter. And basically, the problem has been that Big Pharma has refused to negotiate. In fact, they have kind of worked for years to have a prohibition that would keep Medicare from being able to negotiate a good deal for Douglas County seniors. And going back to my days when I was director of the Great Panthers, we wanted to get seniors a fair shake on their medicine. Initially, it started with the generic drug, same as the brand, but a little bit of a price break. But over the years, you've just seen these big pharmaceutical companies on drugs like insulin, which is so important to seniors and families in Douglas County. You have folks who have challenge of diabetes, you know, they just get clobbered with the prices, and now they're going to get real relief.
So explain how that will work and how seniors will save. How's the legislation set up?
Well, for example, there is an out-of-pocket cap on the total amount seniors can pay for prescription drugs, and it also can be split into monthly payments. And we've got thousands and thousands of seniors, for example, who are spending thousands of dollars a year on prescription medicine without any kind of cap at all. Also, for the first time, and it was something that I wrote initially in a bipartisan, you know, kind of way with Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, if the drug companies raise their prices over inflation, and that too is very common for what seniors in Douglas County will face, the drug companies will pay a penalty.
Now, a lot of things to hit in a short amount of time. I want to jump over to the area of wildfires. Of course, we had the thunderstorms roll through overnight, and it looks like we've got some new fire starts in the area. And for firefighters, I know one of the issues this year and probably last year as well has just essentially been the supply of firefighters, which led to a call to pay them more.
Yes, and we're finally making some headway on it. If I had to put my finger on two issues with respect to the wildfire situation, we do need more firefighters. That means getting them better pay, and that is finally starting to improve. Second, I think we're seeing some smart investments in technology that can give us, in effect, an early warning system when there is a signal that we're going to be having a fire problem. I was just in Jackson County, a little bit to the south, of course, recently, and I was talking to the fire service folks, and what they're basically doing is investing in smoke alarms for the outdoors, smoke alarms for the forest. And I think it is a really sensible way to go. It's going to give us an early warning system. So far this summer, we've been pretty lucky. But as you say, the fires are still kicking in. The fire season, of course, is practically year-round now. The fires are bigger, they're hotter, they're more powerful. They're not your grandfather's fires. And I was able to get money for hazardous fuel treatments in the infrastructure law, and I'd like to go a lot further. I was able to fix the fire borrowing law so that the government no longer raids the prevention money. We have the money to really get in there and do the forest thinning and restoration and the like. I'd like to have a civilian climate corps, which would, in effect, have young people being out in the forest, reducing the risk of hazardous fuels that get really hot and dry, and like you said, you know, can go off when there's a lightning strike or some bad weather.
With the technology issues of the past couple of years and really the importance of technology increasing, one of the things has been the semiconductor situation. We've seen some shifts in Oregon, but also on the national level as well, trying to see some improvement there. What came out of the Senate?
Well, what came out was a major expansion of funds for research and development. That's hugely important to Oregon. We are really the national leader in research and development. You look at, for example, these big fabs in other parts of the country, all of them depend on research and development that is done in Oregon. And a lot of these jobs you can find all over the state. We're a big part of the whole semiconductor workforce in the United States. I was also able to secure funds for manufacturing. And, you know, we in Oregon do a lot of things well, but what we do best is we make things. And this is really going to give us a chance. Particularly, you look at the state report, which makes recommendations with respect to land use and the like, give us a chance to do some manufacturing, get some larger plots of land to do it.
And final thing we've got time to hit this morning, and certainly people are paying a lot of attention, though they've seen improvement lately, is the whole issue of gas prices. We saw them come way up. They've come down some. But for the middle class in particular, and for people who've got to drive, it's, maybe long commutes to their work, it's certainly been an issue the past few months.
It sure has. And if you think about, you know, folks who work in a mill or a mom taking their kid to childcare, they feel like they're getting clobbered on these prices. And, you know, we've consistently been seeing them recently drop a little bit, but, you know, for a long time be around $5. And, you know, the real question I have, and I've been looking at all these tax breaks that the big oil companies get, is we want the oil companies to be doing things that help those Oregonians, the folks who work in the mills, the moms driving to, you know, childcare. But what a lot of these big oil companies do, you know, the three or four biggest, is they basically don't put their money into things that will help Oregonians, like I mentioned, or carbon capture, say, you know, to deal with the climate issue. What they do is they're buying back stock for their wealthy, you know, executives. So the question is, whose side are you on? And what I'm for is eliminating these rip-offs against working people, against moms and the like. And the prices, gas prices, consistently being a huge issue in rural Oregon, and my legislation is going to get them relief.
What do you do during this August recess period of time? What will you be working on?
Well, I'm trying to get around the state. A lot of folks, for example, have been asking the same questions you were talking about. Hey, Ron, you know, we saw that you wrote those provisions on holding down the cost of medicine, promoting manufacturing that we need so much, the climate measure, particularly the opportunity to create more high-skill jobs in clean energy. People asking questions about that, and I've been all over the state of the South, and you know, Jackson County, and I'll swing by Roseburg soon, be in Douglas soon.
All right, very good. Out of time for now. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden joining us from Portland. Senator, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Take care.
8:41 at the Morning Report.